Weekend vibes. In your favorite station.
You're listening to 90.4 FM Ride Time Radio.
Get ready for a foxy weekend. We are heading into St. Patrick's Day, where everybody's going to turn a little bit green. We'll be catching up about where to go and what you can do and where you can get warmed up. We'll be looking at some live music venues. We'll be looking at who's playing where and what you can do over this great weekend in Tenerife.
Easy Rider Tenerife is Tenerife's premium motorcycle rental and tour company. We specialize in retro, classic, and cruiser-style motorcycles. Check out our fleet online at easyridertenerife.com. You can also find our huge selection of routes and rides with private one-to-one tour guides, helping you discover the island on two wheels. Contact us for more information on 0034-822-680-791 or visit us at easyridertenerife.com.
Easy Rider Tenerife, and this is our very own radio station, Ride Time Radio. We go out on the south coast of Tenerife on 90.4 FM. Every morning, every hour, we are pouring some rock into the rock. Yeah, we're spicing it up with some sounds from the 80s, 70s, 90s, present day. We look at all types of bands, all types of music, as long as it's got some great guitars and plenty of rock in it, right? Well, maybe a bit of blues, right? But rock and blues. So this is the weekend that we're heading into St. Patrick's Day, and everybody is going to start acting like they're Irish. I don't know what it is about St. Patrick's Day. I mean, we don't do this on St. George's Day, and nobody tries to act like they're English on St. George's Day. But on St. Patrick's Day, everybody pretends they're Irish. Do you know how many times I've sat in a pub on St. Patrick's Day, right? And somebody has tried to explain to me how they're like second grandfather from their first mother was Irish, and that's why they're there today, because they do have Irish blood in them. Look, if you like Guinness, right, and you want an excuse for it, just go and have a Guinness. You don't need to wait and have, like, St. Patrick's Day blood in you and all that. We all love the Irish, though. We all love the Irish.
Lucifer Tattoo Studio in Las Americas is waiting to create your unique tattoo. With over 20 years experience in all styles, Lucifer Tattoo Studio in Las Americas can help design and create your ideas. Lucifer Tattoo Studio in Las Americas. Come and discuss your next tattoo with us. Find us at Playa de las Americas, City Center, Local 33, or call us on 922-796650.
More music. More fun.
You're listening to Ride Time Radio.
Yep, you certainly are. Thanks for joining me this morning. This is The Breakfast Show. My name is Adam. I'm the head honcho here at Easy Rider and Ride Time Radio. We are looking at the weekend and we are looking at, well, a little bit of headlines today. We're not going to go too much into it because, well, it's getting ready for the weekend, and we don't really want to go into it all. We was in the business lounge last night. If you didn't hear, you can hear that again on Sunday at 4 p.m. And we had a very heated debate about politics at the moment and how they are affecting business. Now, the only couple of headlines that I really saw this morning, which I kind of got, you know, I was like, I suppose it's Spain. And that's why we love Spain, because of the way it is, you know, and it is true. That's why I love Spain, because of the way it is. And because they've been having a very heated debate over the last few weeks regarding this new amnesty law for the Catalonian separatists and all that, which actually got passed yesterday. So it's actually gone through now, which is going to provoke probably more protests and stuff in Madrid this weekend, because there's a lot of people who are very, very against what the Prime Minister Sanchez is doing. But whilst they've been so busy with that, they've decided not to have a budget, and they're just going to extend the budget they've got, because that's Spain, isn't it? You know, it's like, well, don't worry about that budget thing. We'll do that next year, right? Extend that a little bit. We'll do that when we get a bit more time. I mean, we've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks. We're going to start talking about someone else, do we? I suppose, in some ways, there is some sense in it, because just the way, isn't it? It's a bit of Aerosmith with Hangman Jury.
Sitting in the shade, talking about the money that's out of inmates. Singing, whoa, boy, don't you lounge track. Like a whoa, boy, don't you lounge track. Whoa, boy, don't you lounge track. Like a whoa, boy, don't you lounge track. And if I could, I surely would. Staying on the rock that Moses stood, singing, whoa, boy, don't you lounge the track. Like a whoa, boy, don't you lounge the track. Whoa, boy, don't you lounge the track. Like a whoa, boy, don't you lounge the track. Drank so much hoochie, made my eyes begin to blur. They say I nailed her to the wall. A stitch in time don't mean a thing, don't bang that jewelry. Could make me cry. She deserved. At least that's the way it looked from
One Kick Speed Shop is an amazing online store that ships one-off and custom Harley-Davidson and chopper parts directly to the Canary Islands. One Kick Speed Shop can supply and ship custom parts directly from Italy within 2 weeks. Check us out at onekickspeedshop.com. That's it. onekickspeedshop.com.
OneKickSpeedShop.com over in Bologna, right? And as I've said many times, I'm going to be there this year. I am going there this year. I'm going to walk in that store. Great shop. We'll send over all of the custom Harley Davy bits. He got some really nice stuff. He goes out and sources some real good stuff over there. And he's got a great postal service. We'll post it over to you. Clothing, lights, grips, all that sort of stuff for the old school kind of look. Talking about speed shops, right? Update on the volcano hunt is that you can now avoid booking charges on Toma Ticket if you want to. And you can head to us down at Las Chafiras, and you can come and see us in our speed shop, Easy Rider Tenerife. You can come. We're on top of the Bank of Santander on the island. There's parking just on the side on the wasteland or around the back. You'll find parking as well in Chafiras car park. And you can come and get the tickets from us directly for this year's Volcano Hunt. Now, remember, everybody, this is a capacity event, right? Once we hit capacity, we cannot take anybody else. So don't be disappointed. Don't wait till the end and think, oh, I'm just going to turn up. We can't do it this year, right? We have to do it. If we want the event to grow and become more grown up, right, and we want to be more grown up and have fantastic events like this on the island where we can encourage people to come over, other islands, people from Europe, and we can have great biker events with big stages and bigger bands. And, well, we've got to start somewhere, but we do have to stick to the rules. So head down to the speed shop if you want to avoid those charges. And from Saturday, you will also be able to go down to the Asador La Cueva in Aldea Blanca, and you can buy tickets there as well. It's a great venue. It really is. And if we pull together, we can really make it work well. We're at about 50% now, okay? So places are limited. Remember that. In fact, why don't you listen to this?
20 de abril. Prepárate para el evento del año. La Tenerife Volcano Hunt Extravaganza.
If someone get in the back.
Día diferente lleno de emociones, magia, motos, tattoos y mucha música, con el tributo europeo a los Foo Fighters, Fran Chafino y su espectacular show de flamenco. Espera, ¿hay más? Exhibición de motos y la única Tattoo Expo de Tenerife, el sonido en directo de los Bad Bone Stompers y la magia de cerca del gran Johnny Cardell. Un evento inolvidable para todas las edades. Únete a nosotros en la Cueva Restaurante Aldea Blanca para un día y una noche inolvidables. Compra tus entradas en tomaticket.es o visitando volcanohunt.com. Este año, más grande y mucho mejor. The Volcano Hunt Extravaganza.
We'll be right back. get my fill.
Efficient Homes Building and Construction Services. Let us take care of it while you relax in the sun. Contact ehbuilderstenerife.com.
ehbuilderstenerife.com, sponsors of the Ride Time Radio Breakfast Show. And if you'd like to get any reforms done, then head over to their website at ehbuilderstenerife.com. Great bunch of lads, great craftsmanship and workmanship, and you'll be doing yourself a favour if you have a good idea that you want to do to the property or reform or something, have a chat with them. So let's have a look. What else have we got going on? If you want the lighter alcoholic or non-alcoholic events for the weekend, okay, let's do the non-alcoholic events for the weekend. Okay, because I reckon, right, we're going to see, like, Paddy's Day go from probably magically turn into a two-day event from Saturday through to the end of Sunday. Oh, yes, you're going to see plenty of Irish this weekend. But look, you can also head up to Villaflor if you fancy a run, right? Anybody fancy a run? If you want to go for a run, you can head up to Villaflor, and they have a big fun run day going on up there, 15th and the 16th, so starts today and tomorrow. And you can run vertically up a hill for 21 kilometres, right? Who fancies that? Anybody? Oh, we've got plenty of people in the studio. They're all up for it. No problem at all. If you don't fancy that, maybe you want to get your bike out and go on a bit of a retro ride this weekend, which you can be meeting with the retro riders in Esperanza and taking a retro route all the way through down to Icod, I believe. Good bunch of lads, right? Great guys. You'll be very welcomed on that. If you want to find out more information, canadiasretroriders.com. Go over to that website, or you can look them up on Instagram, get the full details. You've also got a mini march going on in Kaliosvahi, down in Adeki, and that is a march for the horse rescues of Tenerife. So if you fancy saving a few horses, you can march your way down to Adeki. You'll find more information on that on Facebook. So that's going to be a bit of a fun day, obviously, and helping to raise some money for one of the local charities. Live music, well, let's take a look at that just after a bit of the Eagles with... What are we going to put on this morning? What about Life in the Fast Lane? Great old track.
Around and got lost. They didn't care, they were just dying to get off, and it was life in the fast lane.
number one hits. On your number one station.
102 FM, Ride Time Radio. Ride Time Radio.
So, now I don't know if this is a headline, right? Or is this just a bit of a story, right? Because somebody's been nicking the marijuana out of the evidence room in the New Orleans police station, right? And they reckon, right? They reckon it's been eaten by the rats. Oh, I've never heard so much rubbish in all my life. So the rats have got in, right, and they've eaten all of the confiscated marijuana that they've got in New Orleans police station. I mean, there must be like 15 rooms full of the stuff, right? So anyway, so if you're over in New Orleans at any time and you see some rats waddling down the streets looking like they're stoned, they probably are.
Trail and Adventure Motorbike Podcast, the UK's most popular off-road motorcycle podcast, which I present with my good mate, Noel Tom. We'll be talking to a host of fascinating people covering everything trail and adventure motorcycling, from bikes, riding skills and kit, to amazing stories from some of the world's most famous adventure riders. Listen at 10 o'clock every Sunday morning on Ride Time Radio.
You know, that's a great show, especially if you're looking to do any traveling this year on bikes. If you're doing any of these big hauls across Europe, or you might be coming from UK to Tenerife, that's getting quite a popular run now. There's a new ship on that one as well. We've done a couple of videos on those ships that come from Huelva and Cadiz, and they are prison ships, right? Don't believe me. It's like floating on Alcatraz for a week, right? But, well, it feels like a week. It's only actually 2 days. But they have put a new ship on that route, and it's tempted me, right? It has just tempted me a little bit to go and check that out. So I may well be doing that later on in the year. But if you want to find out the best way to do things, the best kit that's available, traveling across rough terrains with what type of bikes and kit to use that's available on the market, then take a listen to the Trail and Adventure Motorcycle Podcast with Clive and Noel. They are actually coming over very, very soon. And I'm not releasing all the details on this yet, right? For the TF28 Motorcycle Challenge.
extravaganza. A day packed with thrilling activities and world-class entertainment. The sounds of European tribute to the Foo Fighters. International sensation Frank Ciappino is set with his spectacular flamenco dinner show.
Wow.
An afternoon of passion, rhythm, and tabletop barbecues for the whole family to enjoy. But wait, there's more. Throughout the day, our energetic host and DJ, Rockabilly Man, will keep the energy high, guiding you and the family through the motorcycle shows and tattoo expo, an event suitable for the entire family. Get ready for the groove of the band Bone Stompers, delivering an evening of live music that will have you dancing under the stars. Save the dates. April the 20th. Visit us at VolcanoHunt.com. Tickets available on TomaTicket.ps.
Now then, while you're waiting for the Volcano Hunt, let's take a look at what other live music is available this weekend. So, in the Hard Rock Cafe in the Safari Centre, Los Banditos will be playing tonight at 9:30. They're a decent band, worth going down if you're in the area to take a look. You also have live music over the weekend at The Vault, which we'll see usually Folklore or The Black Hole. There's always some great bands down there, always live bands. And that's what I try to promote the most here is, you know, good live bands where you can go and see some good acts and performances. Blue Cactus, if you fancy watching that sunset go down, and a great location. Blue Cactus is down in... I forget the name of that area now, but you'll have to look that one up. I forgot it. Fanya Bay Way, right? Fanya Bay area. It is up on the old markets, and when you look out, there's a great sunset of an evening, and they usually have Black Hole playing down there or something of the equivalent. Harley's Restaurant in San Eugenio, that's the one with all the cars outside. You will find Sound Chaser, resident band down there. Marcus, fantastic musician. They can play pretty much everything. I've exhausted over the last 10 years that I've watched that band. I've shouted every song out that I know, and they have played it in one way or another. They are very, very good. La Ruta Auto Bar, there's usually something on up there on a Saturday afternoon. Check them out on Instagram or Facebook. Sax Bar down in the Patch, you have a great rock band down there, always playing over the weekend. And look, it is Paddy's Day, so if you're looking for a great band to go and see, I haven't seen them, but I've heard so many great reports about the band that play in the Dubliner, which is the band Under the Gaelic Corner, which opens of a night time and goes through till early hours of the morning. That band down there is meant to be very, very good. But there's going to be Irish everywhere this weekend because, of course, it's Paddy's Day.
Hey, when was the last time you sat down and had dinner with your kids? Talked about what's going on in their lives. When was the last time you just stopped and helped somebody out? I bet you can't remember. What a lot of people are saying, we're changing for the better, but that don't interest me. I like the simple life the way it used to be. We left our doors wide open, we didn't need no key. I've been around the world, seen all the I wanna get up Sunday morning and go fishing with my boy. Watch the sunset kick back in my yard. Take my Harley on a real long lazy Sunday drive and do a little more nothing once in a while. Yeah, maybe kick my feet up, watch an old rerun on TV, laughing with old Barney. I dream.
So weather and riding conditions for the weekend, well, it is looking fantastic. It really is looking good for this weekend. We're looking at highs of 23, lows of 16, and it's going to get a little bit warmer as we go into Saturday and Sunday. Maybe a bit of an overcast on the Sunday, but look, it's going to be nice and warm. In fact, tomorrow we're going to be hitting 26 degrees. That ain't bad for March, eh? So as we go into next week, pretty much the same. We'll cool down towards the end of next week. So a little bit unsettled weather coming towards the end, but this weekend is definitely the weekend to go riding. And if you want to do that, you can go and join the Retro Guys. They are taking all the modern classics out this weekend across the kind of west, kind of northwest kind of area. Great, great riding down there. It really is. And if they're going to take the rural routes, and these guys live here as well, so they know where to go and they know the best roads to take you on. Go and join them. Have a look at the website, canariesretroriders.com. Get in touch with the boys and you'll be able to join that ride this weekend. Otherwise, you could join me, and I'm going on a pub crawl all the way around Las Americas, all the way back to the Trios, and I'm going to be drinking Guinness at every stop. Yes, I am. Oh, yes, I am. You mean I'm not? I am.
Said, pull yourself together and come on out tonight. Sweet smile, shit, boys, I mean. I told myself I wouldn't get down, but here I go again. I get high and end up falling. I get turned up drunk and always end up crying.
Great music on the show this morning, getting us revved up for the weekend. That's a bit of Blackstone Cherry. They are one of my favourite bands, but hold on. Hold on, right? I found another band called Buck Cherry, right? And anything with cherry in a B in lately, I don't know what it is, right? But they are just absolutely fantastic. Now, if you want to hear about that band, you're going to have to listen to the Get Twisted show, which will be released today and play over the weekend. You can catch it at various times. You can get the schedules for the station on RideTimeRadio.com. I'll run through some of them for you. If you're a MotoGP fan, you can listen to the MotoGP catch-up at 5 p.m. every Saturday. That's an hour show with a good group of guys talking about what's going on in MotoGP. I don't follow it that much, but I did enjoy the season last year. There was plenty of action at the front. And if it's going to be the same this year, we will be arranging a couple of days where we get the MotoGP on and we can watch that together. We've also got Get Twisted, as we said. That's featuring Buck Cherry. We've got Freddie Dobbs on Saturday morning with his Freedom Machine show. We've got the Trail and Adventure Motorcycle podcast on Sunday morning at 10 with Clive and Noel. Great show. Great to listen to. And we've also got Bruce Smart from Teapot One, who's doing our 8 o'clock p.m. session on a Monday. He's a bit of Nickelback.
That comes around, feels and all, enough to kill him while he sleeps. Is this the alley we drag him to? Just stop of Hollywood and Normandy.
Ooh, if it worked like you said it would, just like in Hollywood, just like a bad dream, or so it seems, just like, or I'm back in the emergency. Last time I stood in line, just enough to keep me bouncing on the wall.
If it worked like you said it would,
just like
looking
higher, just like a bad dream, or so it seems,
just like,
or I'm back in the emergency.
If it worked like you said it would,
just like
looking higher,
just like a bad dream, or so it seems,
just like,
or I'm back.
So I'm really looking forward to the weekend this weekend, if you can't tell, right, if you haven't told. Now, one of the reasons is, right, because we have a little bit of Irish in our family now. Oh, yes, we are, right? We are those people now who go to the pub on Paddy's Day and go, well, there's a bit of Irish in the family now, right? There's a bit of Irish. That's why we're here, right? So we've got reason to be here now, but we do have a bit of Irish in the family. And it's my eldest son's partner, and she reckons that she does a little bit of Irish dancing. So I'm really looking forward to watching our Lauren doing a bit of Irish dancing this weekend. We'll get them to play this one by Stiff Little Fingers for you, Lauren.
Never.
So that's the end of the show, I'm afraid, for this week. And we'll be back on Monday live at 8 a.m. Of course, this show will play out over and over and over again over the weekend. But that's the way we do it here, just in case you missed one bit of it, right? You get the chance to hear it all over again. It will start at 11 and finish at 12, and it'll be back tomorrow and Sunday. Okay, so if you miss a bit of the show, don't worry, it will be back. I will be back on Monday. I am off to start the Paddy's weekend now, right? That's it. If you see me in a mess in a corner somewhere this weekend, leave me alone. Don't even try to help me, right? I am fine. Have a great one, everybody. See you all very soon.
People try to put us to death.
Generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
My generation, baby. Why don't you all fade away? Try to dig what we all say. I'm not trying to cause a big sensation.
I'm
just talking about my generation. What we all
say.
I'm trying to cause a big sensation. Just talking about my generation.
My generation.